You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Scott, let me ask you this. In the first four paragraphs, in two of them are, well, three of them are just sentences, but we're counting them as paragraphs. Did you ever think you would use the words hiccup, vomit, puked, and gross in anything you ever wrote?
No. No, but I was a little proud of that headline, Jeff, so I'm glad you read that.
It was pretty good.
Thanks.
That was Mason Graham, the fifth overall pick in the draft, prompting some people on social media to say, what a slob. He's out of shape. He showed up not ready to go. I think he had some bad tuna myself. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Stefanski said he ate too much, you know, right before they practiced. He blamed it on that. Said ate too many wings. I do think there's a difference between, you know, being out of shape and something else causing you to vomit during rookie minicamp. And not to throw DeJuan Jones under the bus, but when that happened to DeJuan a couple years ago, it looked different. Like, he was gassed. You could tell he was gassed. He was struggling through the drills. And then I went and watched Mason Graham after he had his incident, and he looked fine. He looked good going through these drills. So I think there was a difference. I don't think it was just him being out of shape.
I know we're going to get to the quarterback extensively here in a second.
But we are?
Yeah, I'm sure we are.
Wow.
I got to tell you, when I saw that he had signed as a rookie coming in, I was like, I hope this kid gets a chance. And now it looks like the Browns are at least going to give him a chance. Luke Floria, the kid from Mentor in Kent State. I loved watching him in high school. I can't say I watched him a whole lot at Kent just to kind of just look at headlines. But and you wrote a little bit about him. I'm excited for this kid. I hope he gets a shot.
Yeah, you know, he's an undersized guy, but, you know, that's a lot of the tryouts are. And he showed up, which isn't always easy to do at these rookie camps. He caught the one touchdown from Shadur in the red zone drill at the end of Saturday's practice. And I happened to be standing right there, so I got a video of it. It's on X of him coming right at me, and it looks like he gets both feet down to me and makes this great catch. And it was one of the ones that stood out to the Browns. And Kevin Stefanski talked about him a little bit after practice Saturday. You know, if you show up and stand out a little bit, you got a chance, and he'll give himself a chance to stick around for the rest of the offseason, it looks like.
You think everyone around here is going to root for him. Plus, he's wearing Brian Brennan's number, so he's good to go.
Oh, you got to like that.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll go ahead and get to it right away. You have the third-round pick and the fifth-round pick, and the fifth-round pick's getting all the headlines and all the attention and everything else when clearly the Browns liked the other guy better. So let's start there. How'd Dylan Gabriel look in rookie minicamp to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think he looked pretty good. You know, he can't get past the height, and we've talked about that. And he's trying to get past the height, and the Browns obviously don't think it necessarily will keep him from being a successful NFL quarterback, or else they wouldn't have drafted him. So, but that sticks out. But from, you know, he throws it well. The ball comes out of his hand nice. It has a lot of spin on it. I thought he was pretty accurate, you know, watching his throws throughout the practices. I think there's a lot to like from him as a quarterback. I mean, highly productive. So when I watch him, I say, okay, he throws it well. Now, the question about the height can't be answered in rookie minicamp, because there's not a whole lot of 11 on 11. When there is, you know, he's not going against a big-time defensive line. You can't tell about the pass rush and finding angles and those kinds of things. I think it's hard to do in this setting. So for the situation he was in, I thought he looked fine and looked good throwing it. But the question that lingers with him, it will have to be answered down the road.
Did Shedeur Sanders impress you more than Dylan Gabriel, or did both just look like rookies who have showed up to go through a rookie minicamp?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody had a significant edge. You know, I like Sanders coming out of the draft more than I like Gabriel. That didn't change over these two practices they got to watch. He's bigger. Sanders is bigger and thicker. I think he throws it plenty well enough. You know, Gabriel throws a tighter spiral more consistently, I would say, than Sanders does. On some of those shorter passes, shorter and intermediate, but mostly shorter passes, Sanders can throw some wobblers, and you saw it at the Colorado Pro Day. Just watching on TV, you could see that. But he also threw some really good deep balls that he throws with enough zip on some of those intermediate passes. So I thought Sanders threw it well enough. I thought Gabriel threw it well enough. You know, if I were going to give it a slight edge, I'd probably go Sanders from the 2 days. But I don't think it was significant. I thought both looked like, just from a throwing standpoint, they both looked like they belong in the NFL.
What is that going to matter when the two veteran quarterbacks show up? How much of this is going to matter?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a great question, Andy. I think that's the baseline. And it's not the Browns didn't know it. Right? They watched a ton of film. They saw both of the quarterbacks throw live, which Kevin Stefanski talked about again over the weekend, that's really important for him, is to see a quarterback throw live. And for me, this is the first time seeing both those guys, so I just kind of wanted to reaffirm it for myself. But, you know, they think both these guys can throw at an NFL level. I agree with them. Now, when you put them up against Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, it becomes, all right, can you read the defense quickly enough? Can you remember everything that goes into these complicated play calls and get guys lined up? When things break down, how do you react? You know, for Shedeur Sanders, it's, again, and this is going to be hard to tell, but it's, can you avoid sacks? Because he took so many at Colorado. I think it was 94 in the 2 years at Colorado. Can you avoid those? Can you think a half second quicker? Are you sudden enough in your movements, which is a question with Shedeur, and why part of the reason he took so many sacks at Colorado. Can he quicken that up, the thinking and the movement? And for Gabriel, it's, okay, the bodies are going to be bigger, the lanes are going to be smaller. Can you navigate within all those giant bodies? And those are the two questions for those guys. And then when you see, compared to Pickett and Flacco, who've been around for a while, and Joe Flacco obviously has had so much success in this league, then you can see how big the gap will be. And maybe the kids can close it. Plenty of rookies do. But there certainly will be a gap when they take the field together, you know, this week.
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram, BrownsZone.com, where you can read all of Scott's work. You know, Scott, because of the fact that the Browns need a quarterback, and because of the fact that they took two, and because one of them has, you know, been in the headlines like absolute crazy, and the other one was wildly successful in college, I think people are misevaluating things. These guys were on the board in the third and the fifth round, and you might be able to get lucky, but that's what I think you'd be. I think you'd be lucky if one of these guys becomes your guy. And that's why I think, as Andy's talking about, when the veterans show up, it might be a different world for these guys.
Yeah, I think that's great kind of background for where we are with this quarterback competition. I do think there's significant ground to be made up. And you're right. These aren't first or second round picks. Now, where it gets a little fuzzy is, you know, Gabriel was so productive in college that while I think, you know, he was going to be around on the third day if the Browns didn't take him at 94, so I think it was a bit of a reach. You can make the argument that, hey, man, he threw for 18,000 yards and 155 touchdowns. Maybe he deserved to be a higher pick. And I think you can surely make that, even though the Browns didn't take him to the fifth round and passed on him multiple times, I think you can surely make the argument that Sanders deserved to be a higher pick. So that's one of the reasons why I think you can't just ignore them. in this competition. The other is that Joe Flacco's 40 years old and Kenny Pickett's 15 and 14 in the league, or I think he's thrown 15 touchdowns and 14 interceptions in his, you know, couple of years in the league, and it's not like there's an established candidate. So it feels wide open, even if these two rookie candidates might not be perfect. It feels like there is a chance to win this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sure.
All right, get me up to speed on the running backs.
On the who?
The running backs. Sorry about that.
Oh, running backs, yeah. Yeah. You know, you look at Quinshon Judkins, and he just looks like an NFL guy, you know. He stands out there. He's a big dude, and he moves his feet really well. Another video, I happened to look, and Deuce Staley, the running backs coach, was having Junkins and Dylan Sampson go through this drill where it's kind of a shuffle through the bags and shuffle, and then they turn and run. So it's a little bit of a race in a short area. And the first one, Sampson gets his feet caught up and struggles, and Junkins wins. And then the second one, they both run it clean. And I think Junkins still wins a little bit, which shows you, because he's about 5 inches taller than Sampson, it shows you just the athleticism that Junkins has. Is he's able to, you know, he's at 6 feet, and, you know, I think Sampson's at 5'8", so it's 4 inches. But to have that much more size and be that quick in the short area shows you, I think, that there's a huge ceiling for Junkins. And I just like the idea of those two guys together. You know, you see the burst from Sampson. I don't think they're completely different style backs. Like, I keep struggling with this idea. Are they really thunder and lightning? I'm not sure they are that different. I think there's some similarities, but there's enough differences that I think they will complement each other really well. I think if you needed Sampson to get 20 carries one game, he could handle that load. I don't think you want him doing that every game. But I think they're a really nice duo. Nothing that I saw this weekend made me think, oh, man, these guys weren't the right picks, because I like the picks. And I liked how they looked this weekend.
What was your reaction to the Nick Chubb question last week that made it sound like he's done?
Yeah, to me it was, we knew this. You know, the writing had been on the wall since, I think Andrew Berry talked to us the day or 2 days after the season ended. And it was such a stark contrast from how he talked about Nick Chubb after 2023 is how he talked about him in January. And he immediately left the door open for Chubb not to come back. And then at the combine, we talked about it. And then, you know, his free agency starts and he doesn't re-sign with the Browns. And he doesn't re-sign with anybody, yet the Browns don't bring him back. Then they take two rookies and, you know, draft two rookies. And Andrew Berry says, yeah, you know, the complexion of our room changed. And then they restructure Jerome Ford's contract where now he's coming back and the money's guaranteed and he's taking less money to come back, but now, you know, the money's now guaranteed. So you know who three of your backs are. Nick Chubb is not coming back to Cleveland as a third or fourth running back. That just doesn't make any sense. So I think Andrew Berry just said kind of the quiet part out loud, but what everybody should have realized by now, the Browns roster is in a different position than it has been. They don't need a 29-year-old running back coming off injuries. You know, they're going younger, they're going cheaper, and I don't think Nick Chubb would want to be in that role as a third or fourth guy. Now, if somebody gets hurt, if Quinshon Judkins gets hurt and Nick Chubb's still available, okay, maybe that's how this reunion happens. But I think everything's been leading up to Nick Chubb not coming back.
I agree with exactly with what you just said. I can't imagine Nick wanting to go somewhere where he's clearly the third back. And he would be here, and people don't want to realize that, Scott.
I know, and I get it. Like, I get the love for Nick Chubb, and it's not only the fans.
It's deserved, too. He deserves it.
Yeah. It's that, right. It's everything. It's he deserves better. The Browns love him. The fans love him. Like, I get that attachment. I also think there's a couple realities here, and one is the Browns are in a, you know, I don't want to call it a rebuild, and they're not calling it a rebuild, but the roster is going through significant changes, and we see that at running back, where you believe you can get cheaper and maybe even better. The second reality is Nick Chubb wasn't Nick Chubb last year. That doesn't mean he can't be again, but he wasn't last year, and I think this all just makes sense. Now, yes, in a perfect world, would Nick Chubb be here forever and never have gotten hurt? Yeah, but the circumstances have changed enough where I think just it's reality, and it makes sense that he should try to find somewhere else.
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram. What did you think of Dylan Sampson?
Yeah, I like him. You know, he's not the biggest guy. He's 5'8". But I talked to his running back coach at Tennessee last week, and, you know, I was like, you know, there's...
That was a good piece, by the way. I like that.
Well, you read these draft reports, and it's like, he's not powerful, but he is physical. I'm like, well, what's the difference there? And he said, he's not the kind of guy that can push a pile, but he'll break a tackle. And you can't tackle him one-on-one. So I think he has that physicality, that ability to, you know, make something out of nothing. And he also has the ability to turn a small play into a large gain, right? He has that explosiveness. He's super quick, super productive at Tennessee. Motivated because he wasn't a starter until last year. Then he's SEC Offensive Player of the Year. So I think there's a lot to like about him. And just watching him, he looks natural. He looks fluid. Saw him catching some passes out of the backfield. So, you know, if the Browns had not taken Junkins and only taken him, you know, then you would have questions. Okay, can he be your number one? But I would have been okay if he would have been the Browns running back coming out of this draft. And then you pair him with Junkins, and I think it has a chance to be a real home run.
All right, Scott, I want your reaction to this on your poll at Brown Zone with Scott Petrak. After a hot start, how many wins do you think the Browns will have a total? Is that from last year? Am I crazy?
That's about 6 years ago, Andy.
Okay, good. I got concerned there. I'm looking at this poll, and I'm like, wow, they're asking 5-8 was the bottom. And I was like, wow, this is so optimistic. I love this.
Yeah.
But then again, 37% said 11. Enough.
Yeah, I didn't know how to change it anymore. That was the start of the website whenever we did that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, well, at least the Browns fans that are still voting out there are optimistic. How's that sound for you?
There you go.
Scott, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks,
Scott,
man.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle-Telegram, BrownsZone.com. Scott with outstanding coverage of Browns rookie minicamp. So you're going to want to go read that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up. but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.